Blog Talk Radio.
Jay Hall, and you are definitely live in the day with Jay. Happy Dr. King Day, and we got a good show for you guys. I got a lot going on today, you guys. Bear with us because we got so much going on. We're hoping that we can get Dick Gregory to come in on the show later on in the show. We did speak to his people, and hopefully we'll be able to get Dick Gregory on here. If not, I do have a couple of clips. One clip in particular that Dick Gregory sent me that we're going to talk about or we're going to listen to on today's show. A lot of good stuff going on, guys. We got so much going on in the waking hours of Selma coming out and getting the reviews on Selma and what people are saying about Selma and why it's so important for us to go support this movie. And why it's so important for us to know the true history of what Dr. King got accomplished down in Selma. You guys don't know. Number calls 347-945-7405. Also, we're going to be joined today by a good friend of mine, high school principal, Mr. Torben Ross, and he is going to give us a blueprint on what we should be doing and what we should be looking at when it comes to the education in our society right now, and how far have we really gotten since the days of Dr. King in education? And I think you're going to be very, very thoroughly in entertained, and you're going to get a lot of 5-7-4-0-5. Guys, I'm telling you, I'm going to open the lines today. We got a lot to talk about. There's so much going on in the news. There's so much going on that we should be paying attention to, but you know what? We're going to have the time today, and we're going to make sure that we get some answers to some of these crazy, crazy questions that has arisen from some of the rhetoric that's been going on in the media today. Guys, you know what? There's so many people that I want to blast on this show today, but I'm not going to do that. In the spirit of Dr. King, we're not going to do that. We're gonna make sure that we propose the problem, and we are going to find solutions. Also, later on in the show, if we have enough time, I'm going to play a clip. I'm going to show you guys the difference between negative energy and positive energy. I'm going to show you the effect, especially in the Black community. I'm going to show you how it's pertinent. I'm going to show you what we need to get done in order for us to continue to grow and be successful in our community, in our schools, and after we have gotten our young people out of school and into their lives and their dreams and their future. I'm going to show you how different or how differently the outcomes can be if you continue to let negative influences and negative vibes come and mess up, just straight mess up what you got going on. Number to call is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day.
Everybody works out of their own bag. Can you understand that? I can understand. Go ahead and sing.
I can understand it. I can understand.
I can see you with up the hill.
mother of one of my kids.
Oh. Cancun. Spring Break 99.
What?
No?
No.
Oh.
Oops! Someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me? I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class. Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute Maid Enhanced with a 5-nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay. BlogTalkRadio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. There's a couple of clips as we wait on word to see if we're going to get to speak with Dick Gregory. Even though if we don't get to speak with Dick Gregory today, the clips that he has sent me, I assure you that you are going to be blown out your mind when I expose you to what he exposed me to. We're patiently waiting. But in the meantime, I want you guys to understand that there is a consensus throughout the history of the black man here in America that when Dr. King came along, him and Malcolm X were at odds. And I'm going to tell you something. There was a lot of things that they said that against each other, but at the end of the day, they wanted the very same things for their people. They wanted the very same thing. They wanted better education, better jobs, freedom to be able to vote, freedom to be able to walk up and down the street without getting bit by a dog or hosed down or even lynched. They wanted these things. They might have went about it in different ways. You know, and it's not to say that they were wrong in how they went about it. Look at Catholics. Look at Jews. Look at Muslims. Look at Christians. We go about things in different ways, but the ultimate goal is to what? Know God. Guys, this is something that has been right before our eyes the whole time, and we have been fighting it as a black people. We have been fighting it. We have been fighting each other. We have been making sure that we do not join on the same wavelength for some odd reason. I'm going to play this short clip. This is a clip. This is a clip. Dr. King speaking. He's speaking on Malcolm. And I just want you to listen to the clip. And I don't want you to make any harsh judgments about it. But I want you to listen to what Dr. King says about Malcolm, and this solidifies the non-violent approach that we so much talk about, you know, that everybody quotes and wants to emulate but don't want to do the correct things that needs to be done in order to make their causes appear or actually be nonviolent. There's a lot of things I want to talk about on today's show, guys. I got another jewel that I'm going to hit you with real quick before I play this clip. Let me leave you with this question before this clip plays. What if I told you that what you think you know about the death of Dr. King, you don't even know? You don't know. What if I told you that the people you think got rid of Dr. King are not the people that actually done it? I'm going to play a clip from Dick Gregory. It's going to blow your socks off after we play this clip. So here's the clip of Martin Luther King on Malcolm X.
Malcolm X, one of the most articulate exponents of the black Muslim philosophy, has said of your movement and your philosophy that it plays into the hands of the white oppressors, that they are happy to hear you talk about love for the oppressor because this disarms the Negro and fits into the stereotype of the Negro as a meek, turning the other cheek sort of creature. Would you care to comment on Mr. X's beliefs?
Well, I don't think of love as, in this context, as emotional bosh. I don't think of it as a weak force. But I think of love as something strong and that organizes itself into powerful direct action. Now, this is what I tried to teach in the struggle in the South, that we are not engaged in a struggle that means we sit down and do nothing. That there's a great deal of difference between non-resistance to evil and non-violent resistance. Non-resistance leaves you in a state of stagnant passivity and deadened complacency, wherein non-violent resistance means that you do resist in a very strong and determined manner. And I think some of the criticisms of nonviolence, or some of the critics, fail to realize that we are talking about something very strong, and they confuse non-resistance with nonviolent resistance.
He goes beyond that in some of the things I've heard him say. Say that this is deliberately your philosophy of love of the oppressor, which he identifies completely with the nonviolent movement, he says this philosophy and this movement are actually encouraged by whites because it makes them comfortable. It makes them believe that the Negroes are meek, supine creatures.
Well, I don't think that's true. If anyone has ever lived with a nonviolent movement in the South, from Montgomery on through the Freedom Rides and through the sit-in movement and the recent Birmingham movement, and see the reactions of many of the extremists and reactionaries in the white community, he wouldn't say that this movement makes, or this philosophy makes them comfortable. I think it arouses a sense of shame within them often, in many instances. I think it does something to touch the conscience and establish a sense of guilt. Now, so often people respond to guilt by engaging more in the guilt-evoking act in an attempt to drown the sense of guilt. But this approach certainly doesn't make the white man feel comfortable. I think it does the other thing. It disturbs this conscience, and it disturbs this sense of contentment that he's had.
That was Dr. King's take on Malcolm X. Now, it wasn't a fire that you guys thought you were going to get, was it? Dr. King, he knew which angle Malcolm was coming from. He knew that there was a common denominator between the two of them. He knew that there was nothing that could make them go against one another in the eye or in the public eye, that is. It would defeat his cause. So you guys need to understand that in today's society, we need
can you honestly look me in my face and tell me that when I come up here in a job that you don't think it's for you?
I mean, really?
Really? You know what I'm trying to say? I want to see you, I saw you. Look in my way, I'm trying to free you. You want to get away any day? I'll be your relief. I ain't got tricks on my sleeve, but I got trees. We can cruise to the beach. If you in the muse, tell me where you want to be. I'll take you there. We can go anywhere. I mean, anywhere. I got time, shit. I'll be your night angels. Me, I'm nervous. You let me. I won't harm you. We can grow.
What's happening? This is Taste of Meal, and you're listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Let's get it.
Make something out of myself.
Are you tired of that stubborn belly fat? Would you like to lose weight and change the way you live? Well, look no more. Contact Health Consultants Mr. Ernest and Ms. Tanja Owens at 980-245-6294 to take the Project 10 Challenge. That's 980-245-6294 to get your body back in shape. Again, that's 980-245-6294. Or to get more details, go to www.crunchtime.bodybyvi.com.
Well, I know you guys can't hear that because that's a lot of feedback right there. I was at the trial in Memphis. I want to show you all quickly and explain to you why that jury of six blacks and six whites after 3 hours came back and found that white boy guilty of conspiring to kill Dr. Martin Luther King. And they went further than that. They also said there was some co-conspirators, black folks, unnamed, that was involved. I want to show you a little 3-minute clip. Of the minister that Dr. King was going by his house for dinner. He was due at 7, but they had to move it up because 7 would be a little too dark to shoot somebody. So they moved it to 6 o'clock. 2 years ago at a press conference in Memphis, I get a call. And they said, so-and-so was thinking about killing so-and-so. I said, what? Well, he said something at a press conference, said, put him on the phone. I said, whatever you do, get that film. But once NBC realized what this brother was sifting to you, we would never get our hands on the film. What you're fixing to see now went into the evidence in the King trial where they brought a wrongful death suit now. Explain that to you quickly in a minute. But what you're fixing to witness now is the man who came by to get King to take him to dinner. And 30 years later at a press conference, he slipped because God do baffle your mind sometimes. You look.
Geared especially for the young who did not have a chance to get the feel or to know what the civil rights movement actually was about. Even as they marched, now they could have stopped in a hotel, but when you think about marching from Memphis to Jackson or Jackson to Memphis, that went to hotels. You stayed in churches, you stayed in people's homes, and that's how we got over, that's how we got through. The struggle was a spiritual struggle. You couldn't pay people to do what we had to do. You couldn't pay people to stand before mad dogs and fire hoses and billy clubs and cattle prods. It was strictly a spiritual and moral movement. So we wanted that dimension to be in the pilgrimage to Memphis. We will revisit the mountaintop speech site. That's the Mason Temple, where Dr. King made his last address, which he almost didn't make, because the night that we were having that rally, there were tornado warnings, and he was behind on the Poor People's Campaign. And he said, you guys go on over and have the rally. I'm going to stay at the motel and work on the Poor People's Campaign. When we got there and Dr. Abernathy walked in and Jesse Jackson walked in and I walked in and others, people started clapping because they thought Martin was behind us. And so Ralph's preacher sense said to him, this is not our crowd. And he went to the phone and called Dr. King. And any of the marches that we had in those days, you have an opportunity to bring the children and bring the family and march with us. And when I finished sharing with them the last hour of Dr. King's life, a hurry, but that gave me the wonderful privilege of spending the last hour on earth. Three preachers in a room, Abernathy, King, and Kyle. And we spent that last hour together in room 306 at the Lorraine Motel. The press is always curious, and writers, what went on? What did you talk about? I say, we just talked preacher talk. What preachers talk about when they get together?
Y'all paying
with really Bibles and all
what
the
you're fixing to hear now.
About a quarter of six, we walked on the balcony, and he was talking to people in the courtyard. He stood here, and I stood there. Only as I moved away, so we could have a clear shot, the shot rang out.
Thank you.
I turned around, and then I knocked him back on the balcony.
Listen. Wait, listen. 30 years later, his brother never realized he would slip and say that. Do you know what happened when he's sitting in a jury room about a conspiracy and this piece of film is introduced? He stood here, only as I moved away so he could have a clear shot, the shot rang out.
Hey.
This was the brother that he was going by his house for dinner.
No one knew that was going to come out of that young man's mouth. You know, there's a lot of conspiracies out here, and there's a lot of people who feed into the conspiracies, who try to keep the conspiracies going with new conspiracies. But I can tell you one thing. I don't think this is too much under the conspiracy theory. I kind of believe it. If you look at all the other elements, and we're going to do a show, I'm going to dedicate a whole show to giving you all the evidence that I have compiled together. And I'm telling you, it's a lot. Between Reverend Abernathy, Jesse Jackson, the rest of it. Matter of fact, I'll give you this little tidbit. Dr. King, right before he was assassinated, there was a speech he gave in Memphis. And you can pull this up on YouTube right now. You can watch the same video I'm getting ready to tell you. Dr. King was introduced to the crowd by Reverend Jesse Jackson. And as Dr. King was introduced and Jesse Jackson turned around to shake his hand, the Reverend Martin Luther King slapped Jesse Jackson's hand away from him. And you can see this. And it's like the man already knew that he had some heels in his camp. And I don't know, but it refused the crab in the bucket mentality. We're going to take a break, and hopefully we'll be joined by Mr. Ross. And I got Metro in here with me, and I'm going to put him on the mic a little bit, but he's here with me, and you guys, there's a lot to be talked about, and I think we got the tech problems straight, but we're going to roll whether they're straight or not, and I can promise you that by the end of the show, you're going to feel very much so enlightened. Because there's nothing that burns me up more than to realize that we have been wasting our time on things that we shouldn't even be worried about. We're wasting our time on who gets the newest sneakers, who got the best car, when there's problems in our community. Things that we need to be able to address that we're not addressing. Why is that? Why do we continue to settle for less? Number to call is 347-945-7405. Hopefully when we get back this time, we will be joined by
Get up. dodge again and again and again. Escapism.
The Gordon Foundation, Gaston County's newest vision for the youth, specializing in youth-based projects such as life skills learning, etiquette, and its pilot program, the Carolina Hornets Youth Football Program. For more information, contact Torin Gordon at 704-232-5748. That's 704-232-5748. Again, that's 704-232-5748.
Yeah, they better. I'm focused, I'm hoping I motivate you to do better in life.
Do better in life.
I remember that time I was out on my own, couldn't keep on my life.
I couldn't keep on my life.
I sit back and laugh, it's ironic how now that my tongue got the power.
My tongue got the power.
I sit back and lean on full from all of these beasts I devour.
Yeah.
Know how when I'm chasing my dreams, gotta jump for these cowards who shoot me instead of hands up. Industry nervous, I got them all shook. They're afraid of my punchlines after my hook. We gotta get rid of metaphors. Why? He make us think too much.
What?
We gotta keep him out. If we let him in, then we can't say a bunch of dumb stuff.
Yeah.
We can't tell a bunch of lies.
Nope.
Can rely on a hot beat. My homie Dole Ray taught me to
flame on.
I got
flame
rappers in the hot
flame
seat.
On.
I'm telling my story, I'm giving it to you from my point of view. And I'm reaching the people that film the proof. Exercising your lyrics, you stretching the truth. I'ma do what I came
I'ma
for.
Do what I
I'm
came
giving
for.
The game hope. I got prison bars, I'm spitting fed time. All these indictments, they saying I'm dope.
I'm dope.
I'm underground like the basement.
Yeah.
Somebody called Tigger, told them all I'ma make it. Drake said it best. I ain't trying to look like a lie to these niggas.
Nope.
I can't give up now.
I done came too far.
They don't wanna see me shine.
They don't wanna see me shine.
I can't help it, I'm a star.
I got tired of being broke.
It ain't a good feeling. No thing I dream. I'm about to go and get it.
Get it.
Just watch and witness. I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
We in our zone. Don't even approach.
Don't even approach.
Cause we focused.
Yeah.
If I see another time clock, might get mad and then punch it for real.
Punch it for real.
They killing each other, I'm killing these beats. Why can't I get a deal?
Why can't I get a deal?
Tell me how is it not adding up, but it's clear that I'm bringing some change.
I'm bringing some change.
Not once in a song did I mention a car, some clothes, or a
nope.
chain. Let me mention some relatives strung out on drugs. That's why when he died, he was drunk and gave up. No one knew his pain, everyone had opinion. Survived by his daughter, I cried as I witnessed.
I cried.
His mama ain't been right since.
Nope.
Can you imagine the pain that was the only child? It's kinda hard to stay sane. Put yourself in her shoes, but the size ain't the same.
But the size ain't the same.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just speak on real life when I speak on this mic.
When I speak on this mic.
Yeah,
yeah.
I done came too far to you turn at the light.
You turn at the light.
Yeah,
yeah.
I dreamed big and then captured it. Times got rough and I didn't have chapstick. Life is a and she ain't attractive.
Nah.
I'm defeating the odds.
I'm defeating the odds.
I was destined to win.
I was destined to win.
I stepped up my grind.
I stepped up my grind.
When I cut off some friends.
When I cut off some friends.
I'm as real as it get.
I'm as real as it get.
I go harder than pavement.
I go harder than pavement.
I just wanna wake up one morning and tell my whole family we made.
We made.
I can't give up now.
Can't give up now.
I done came too far.
I done came too far.
They don't wanna see me shine.
They don't wanna see me shine.
I can't help it. I'm a star.
I can't help it. I'm a star.
I got tired of being broke.
It ain't a good feeling.
No thing I dream. I'm about to go and get it.
Get it.
Just watch and witness. I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
We in our zone. Don't even approach.
Don't even approach.
Cause we focused.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, I want you to think about that clip that we played a second ago. And I want you to really listen to it. And if you are just joining us, I want you to go back, listen to the show on demand for free. Listen to that clip about who murdered Dr. King. And I just want your thoughts on it. And I tell you what, there are a lot of people who feel like there's a lot of validity to what was stated in that clip. But, you know, it's wait to be seen. We will wait to see what happens out of that. as more and more things come in the forefront, I guess we'll find out more about the truth about who really killed Dr. King. But anyhow, being that this is Dr. King Day, I am going to bring on a gentleman who is going to really, really entertain your ears. And I think that you are going to be pleasantly surprised with the rhetoric that he uses. And he's going to give us a little bit about the state of education right now since Dr. King's legacy and what we need to do as a people to make sure that we give our children a good, bright future and a chance at this thing that we call life and success. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on the show none other than high school principal, Mr. Torben Ross. Mr. Ross, I hope you're here with us.
Yes, sir, I'm here. How are you today?
I'm good. I appreciate you coming back and being able to call in. You know, we had some problems, you know, but we'll talk about that off the air. But how's your King Day going?
The King Day is going well. I'm here with my family. I'm just spending some family time. Just taking time to reflect and just having a great day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what? I've been looking at a lot of TV today, unfortunately. And there is, for this to be such a great moment in history that we should be celebrating, there's a lot of negative overtone in the mainstream media right now, especially today. And, you know, the only thing that hurts us is this is the type of thing that we gravitate towards in the black community that stunts our growth is the negative and not the positive.
Right.
Now, being that you are, you know, high school principal, if you can tell us or enlighten my listeners a little bit about where you think we are right now in education, especially in the black community. And we're going to talk about all communities, but especially in the black community, where we're at right now since the legacy of Dr. King.
With the legacy of Dr. King and everything that he and others fought for to give us the opportunities that we have today in education to be able to go with all colors. I believe that is, you know, a lot of the things that they fought for with the civil rights. As an African-American community right now, we are really struggling with trying to see where we are. You know, when we're in the school system, where I see my African-American children are today, where we, you know, when you look at where we stand as amongst the other races as far as school achievement, you know, a lot of times we have been on the bottom of that. And it's going to take the African-American community to come together again in order to change that. We as African-American parents are going to have to become more involved in our children's education. Where I see the most successful students in school are those students whose parents are very involved. So, we, you know, we can't just leave it on the schools to educate our children and send them there and think that, you know, it's just happening. You know, we have to be involved. We have to know what our children are doing. And we have to make sure that they're getting the right education and make sure that we're involved in that. So it's going to take us as the African-American community and as African-American parents to really step up, see where our children are, and help them get the proper education.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Let me ask you something. Do you think, in your opinion, that status counts for a little bit of the success in not only the African-American community, but all children in school right now? Do you think where they come from is a product of their environment counts? And if so, if it's negative, what do we need to do or put in place to kind of ease that pain a little?
Right. Well, you definitely look at status and you see where a lot of children are coming from. You know, I think back to my parents and my grandparents and what they told me when they were growing up and going to the all-black schools. When they had that, they still had that sense of pride. You know, even when they were in a classroom full of, you know, nothing but African-American people and then African-American teachers, they still had that sense of pride. And they were trained and told, you were going to be something. And they were told that, constantly told that. So my thing is, you know, even where you come from, you know, even when, like I grew up in, you know, Lincolnton, North Carolina, where, you know, there's a lot of farming and different things like that. My parents knew that they, you know, that they had to come up and they had to learn, they had to work hard to get what they need to do. My thing is, I think we have lost that, though. I think we've lost sight of that. I think we've lost sight of, you know, where we've come from. And I think a lot of our young children today do not understand what was all done to have the opportunities we have today. And we as parents have to make sure we let our children know that. But we as a community, no matter where you come from, you know, we still cannot use that as an excuse to not want to do well and not want more for our children.
I agree. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think that the state of education right now, do you think that we have done a huge credit for the works of Dr. King, and along with other civil rights leaders, but Dr. King in particular, do you think that we have done him right in how we are looked at in the educational system right now? I'm trying to be real delicate with it.
I wish there was more that we could do. You know, like you said, we have the holidays where people out, you know, and we get the day out. But I really think I wish to see more programs for, you know, our children and children of all races. I think, you know, because that history is American history. So I would love to see more of that into our schools. I guess it's up to every, you know, school to do that. But I would like to see more.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that we got to get off the dividing factor right now. It seems like, man, we got so much stuff going on in the nation, in our nation right now, that it's dividing us so much, and we are, like, really buying into the propaganda, and we're continuing to divide ourselves. And you know, Dr. King was not for division. He was for unity and peace, and I think we got to get back to that.
I agree with you 100%. We definitely, I mean, that's one of the things. He fought for all races, and, you know, and I think we really need to understand that when we really understand that and really come to love one another. But I also think we got to work with one another and not just look at the color of your skin and let that be the determining factor to whether or not I can trust you. I think we really
that's
need
right.
to look at everything that's going on. And really, you know, like Dr. King said, we really need to look at that content of character. You know, what are
that's
you
right.
bringing to the table?
That's right. That's right. I totally agree with that. And you know, being in the school system, I see a lot of gifted young people that are going to finish this thing out for me and you and the rest of us without telling how old we are. I think they're going to finish it for us. And if we don't give them the tools, that knowledge and that discipline right now, then we have failed them. And I don't want to be a part of no one else's failure. I don't want to be a part of my children's failure.
Exactly. I definitely don't want to be a part of that. And our job every day, you know, we have a blessed job to go and change the lives of all the young people we interact with. And I think, you know, a lot of times, sometimes we take that for granted. And I think we really need to really take a look at it. And every child that steps into our schools, no matter what the color, no matter what, you know, is going on with them, we need to take them and help shape and mold them into a productive citizen so that they can go out and do great things as well.
I'm not going to hold you long, but I am going to ask you this. For that failing student that's listening to the show right now, and that student that goes home, that has one parent maybe that's either on drugs or just not there, and they have to be the parent for the younger siblings, what can you offer or what can you say to that student right now to give them the vision that success is right around the corner?
The main thing I would tell them is not to give up. The situation may be rough right now, but they have to get the attitude and mentality of, I have the opportunity to get a free education, and we have many of opportunities and plenty of programs at school that will allow us to help them while they're at school. And so what we need to do is also let them know that they're not by themselves and that we're going to be there to work with them 100% to make sure that they get the education that they need. But I also need them to make sure that they understand it's going to take them being willing to step up and say, you know what, I am important, and, you know, my life means something. So, you know what, with my life, I'm going to go out and do some positive things, and I'm going to take opportunities, and I'm going to take hold of those opportunities to do the right things and get the education, because I promise you, if you want to get out of that situation, education is the key. We have to sharpen your mind and get you ready to be out there and be ready to go challenge the world. In order to do that, though, you have to get the great education. And my thing is, we have a lot of programs that are out there to help our children do that. So my advice to them would be, come on to school, don't give up, and I promise you, we'll help you get where you need to be.
I tell you, that is words to live by, and I hope the young people listening to this show really grasp on to that, because it's important that they know that there are people out there like you, myself, and others who care about them, who want to see them be successful, and will go to great lengths to make sure that they are successful. So, you know, from me to you, thank you for everything you're doing, not only in the black community, but for all communities and for all these children that you encounter each and every day. So thank you, and continue to do what needs to be done so that we can one day look back and say that we had a part in that person's success.
Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate everything you do every day. And, you know, we work together, and we work hard at doing what we need to do to help our children. So we work hand in hand. So I definitely thank God for you, and thank him for what you're doing.
All right, brother. I love you, and I appreciate you, and I definitely will have you back on this show.
All right. Thank you, sir. Love you, too. Take care.
All right. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day.
What?
Thank you.
that I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
family. This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 347-945-7405. I told you guys earlier that I was here with my man, and you know, he's been down for the last few years. You know, y'all been seeing him at the Independent Artist Festival with his artist. So I'm in here with none other than my man Metro from Grandiose. What's going on, man?
Chilling, man. What's going on with you?
Oh man, I can't call it. I tell you what. Being that this is King Day, do you think that I, and I'm just going to lay it out there because this is how mean you get down.
Right.
Do you think our people really understand the seriousness of King Day, of what Dr. King lived for and what he taught and what he stood for? You think we should take that serious?
Not anymore. I think a certain age group do, probably if you go over the age of 30 and above. We still do, but I still believe people, teenagers now, kids now, people mid-20s, I don't really think they even understand what's going on with that.
Yeah, I you know, and...
They take it for granted because they have everything.
They do.
There's no struggle. I mean, even with me being an 80s baby, coming to the 90s, as a black man, I still had struggle. It wasn't perfect. But I think when you were born in the 90s, you basically was raised in the 2000 era,
mm-hmm.
You don't see it.
Wow.
You don't see.
That's profound. Well, I tell you what, let me switch gears. Man, there's been a lot going on in the hip hop world.
Yes, it has.
Boy, I tell you what, Wayne is straight tripping.
Yeah, and he's leaving.
From what I read, now, I know you can't take everything that you see go across the wires in the media for face value.
Right.
And I don't know how credible this is, but I heard him and Bird got into a fist fight.
I heard that.
So I don't know how credible. I'm going to reach out to my people at MediaTakeout.com, and I'm going to see if I can get them on the show. See if I can get them on the show tomorrow and see if we can't get somebody to come on here and solidify that actually happened. But I'm going to tell you the shock. for me.
Okay.
The shock for me, and I ain't going to spend too much time on Wayne because I don't really like him. Just on my nerves.
Right. All that one.
But what really trips me out about this whole Lil Wayne saga is he has gotten Christina Milian. What in the world?
He got a baby by her.
Yes.
I was surprised by that. I don't know what they was, what Christina was seeing in him. But I guess the thug, I guess some girls go for that thug look.
Well, she needs to go for a new look because her career has been in the dumps for a while.
Well, since Courtney Cannon did that movie.
Yes, and they gave her a reality show. I guess they, everybody's getting handouts right now.
Right.
So please, white people, give me a handout. I'll take one.
Metro need one too.
I'll take one. Just give me one. Just give us 30 minutes. That's all. We'll take 30 minutes. You ain't gotta give us an hour. We'll take 30 minutes. But we want a handout too, if everybody else is getting them. You know, we'll make the best of our handout. I promise you, we'll be very good for you if we get those handouts. I need to stop because Dr. King probably rolling over his brain right now. He's probably like, these two clowns right here, this is what I talked about. But tell me a little bit about what's been going on with Grand Dossier, man.
Oh, man, Grand Dossier, we moving forward. Like always, same like when I come on. I still have my man Metaphor, he's still rocking with me. But I'm always in the business of finding new talent.
Okay.
So I got my young gunner named Gutter. He's on with the team now.
Okay.
My man Etc. I'm trying to hurt and get him right. He's my R&B guy. You heard him on Summer Love, singing the hook for that. He has some other stuff he's singing on, just trying to get me jealous. But Grand Dossier been moving, man. I got one of the hottest producers in the game by the name of Jaira, the great. This cold brother, man, we're going to make the track. But we're just trying to keep going. We're trying to make 2015 that year.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I know a lot of people say they've been in New Year's resolution, but no, 2015 is going to be that year where we'll be more productive and make more credible music. And just, like you said earlier, sorry to bring it back up. You just see why people get this money.
I bet you we got some people who are ready to say some things to us.
Yeah.
But, you know, I understand, you know, this has got to be the year. This has got to be the year that we make our mark, that you guys solidify who you are in this game of music, man. You know, speaking of Metaphor is opening up for, and this is for the listeners, Metaphor is opening up for Bali, and if you guys who listen to the show, you know who Bali is. He was in the Independent Artist Festival along with Metaphor, who actually closed the show out, was our feature. He's going to be opening up for Bali at, where is it, Tremont Music Hall? In Charlotte, North Carolina. It's April the 4th, 8 o'clock p.m., so you guys definitely check that out. I think they have started selling tickets. I don't know the price of tickets. I think they're like $18, $10 to $18, something like that. Guys, go support them, man. Support them. We will be there. I'm trying to get some other people to show up, some influential people to show up. Because, you know, I'm a little nobody, and I'm just going to sit down and just enjoy what is given to us. But you guys come check Metaphor out, because Metaphor got skills, man, along with Bali. You know, Bali got a commercial going on Bounce TV, which, you know, coincidental, you need to look at Bounce in maybe another 2 or 3 weeks, and J Radio Show will have a commercial running on Bounce also. We got a lot of things going on, but we want to support one another, because if we don't support one another, nobody else is going to support us. You know, and if they see us not doing what we need to do for one another, they're going to look at us like we're crazy. When we come to them,
that's a big word in the black community. That's all for it. That's a big word.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. One that we need to learn to be at one with, at peace with. So now, do you have any? You say female R&B singers right now?
I do. Lady Gator. She working on some stuff. We've been really grinding out with her. We got a lot of stuff in the studio that we're trying to get together for. We might do the show. But she, like I say, by her being in high school still, we still get education first. So she's going to have a lot of hard classes. hardcore, so it's all smaller down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But since she got some of her heart attacks already out this first semester,
mm-hmm.
you ready to roll now.
Man, I tell you, you guys, and if you have been on Mars for the last 10 years, you guys need to really understand the caliber of music that this young man puts out. You guys just don't know. I tell you what, if we can, we're going to go old school.
Okay.
And if it's cool with you, I'm going to play a little K-Pasa, if that's okay.
That's
but this is a little bit of what Grandacier puts out, and I'm telling you guys just don't understand the caliber of music that this young man puts out, and the artists and how they portray themselves out in public. So this is old school K-Pasa when he was with Grandacier on Live in the Day with Jay.
Man, I'm not looking for a boo thing. I'm looking for something. You know, go to the beach, chill at the park. You know, no strings attached. You know, Grandacier.
Shorty, nice to meet you. Swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my lady? My baby, cause I want you in my life.
Ain't no feelings involved, and ain't no going no dates, ain't no hitting them all. I need the love for this summer, waiting on fall to reach, so I make a love rain down, then we fall asleep. She know a position, the roles will be flipping. I only see you after 12, and she know it's no kissing. They say I got my pimp hand strong, I don't work it out. A missed call lead to a text, she wanna work it out.
Shorty, nice to meet you, swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my baby, cause I want you in my life.
Friend. I met her over the summer, and that's when the love began. I admit that I had my share of requests, I ain't accept them all. Had a few chicks that was down, but most accept of all, I ain't into all of the weave and facial makeup.
Nah.
I want the kind of girl still beautiful when she wake up.
Yeah.
She can take up all of my FaceTime. I run the club, but I make the trip in the winter to see my summer love. Had her out in public, niggas thought we was dating. Girls giving the looks, you know how them bitches be hating. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. She whispering in my ear, she keep telling me that she love me. Asking for a name, said it was nice to meet you. Then asked her on a date, said it'd be nice to treat you. I ain't running game, you got all of them wifey features. And I'm just trying to ask for the privilege of right to meet you.
Shorty, nice to meet you. Swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my lady? My baby, cause I want you. Over my Jordan 13 sneakers. Clear about your features. Got me reminiscing and thinking about the old school when we watch FIFA. Kissing under the bleachers. Touching and fondling, hugging. Man, it ain't nothing like that good summer love. Cause you ain't got nothing on me.
Coming to the Independent Artist Festival. But I'm going to get you there. One way or the other, I'm going to get you there. Speaking of the festival, the band that played at the festival, Do you ever speak to those guys?
Yeah. That's sad me right there. They've
oh, man.
They've been doing a lot of stuff with Epic Center downtown Charlotte.
Okay.
They've been doing a whole lot.
Okay.
They've been hitting me up saying, come after this, come after that. And a lot of times I can, a lot of times I can't.
Well, you definitely tell them I want a couple of invites myself. I want a couple of invites. And I'm getting ready to I got something else planned. I can't let it out the bag until I get all my stuff in the world. But I want them involved. I mean, man, they like ripped it at the festival. I mean, they ripped it. They ripped it, you know. And I was really surprised. And I was like, you know what? I was like, it couldn't even win any better than it did. And I was so happy that, you know, the artists, the different versatile artists we had was really good. And we're getting ready to have another festival. I'm getting ready to do another one, and it's coming up in March. And yeah, I'm getting ready to do another one in March, man. And we are going to be over at the center in Gastonia. So it's going to be...
And I got to speed up my work for months.
It's getting ready to be some big things happening, man. Cool. I'm telling you, we get ready to make this happen. And I'm going all in this year.
Okay.
I'm planning on 3 festivals this year.
Okay.
And the last one is going to be huge. But this one coming up this spring is going to be pretty big, too, because I got some surprises.
Okay.
And this time, my surprises are bona fide surprises. So I definitely know that you'll be involved. I know that your artist will be involved. And I just want you guys to continue doing what you're doing, man. We got to keep doing it together for each other, with one another. Because as I told you, when I grow, I'm going to take you guys with me because I love my indie artists. I put y'all on anybody any given day. You know, I had Calvin Richardson on the show a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I was telling Calvin, Calvin's a bad boy.
Right.
He's a bad boy. But I told him, I said, hey, man, my indie artist, Calvin, come on, don't sleep.
Right.
You know, and he knows. He knows that there's great talent in the Carolinas. And you know, and I'm waiting on him to start bringing some of that talent under his wing and start giving us another door of opportunity. You know, so in the meantime, we got to hold it down.
Yeah.
We got to hold it down for one another.
If you do get an opportunity, I'm just going to tell artists, man, don't mess it up.
That's right.
Go in there being humble. Somebody get the opportunity to be humble about
that's
it.
Right.
I don't think you know everything.
Is that one of the main things that you see that is causing some of our young artists to fall backwards instead of forward?
Yes. I think as an artist, you should have your own vision of who you should be. But at the end of the day, you are a business that was in your own right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go on to somebody for help, that's what mm-hmm. you want for help. So you need to sometimes put your own agenda to the side and let the person execute the job that you want to do for you.
Wow.
And I mean, that's how I see it. Because by me being a executive producer, CEO of Grandossier,
mm-hmm.
if you come on part of Grandossier, let me do my job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You write the verses, a little bit, let me do my job.
Wow.
Let me give you direction.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, man, it's like as always, it's been real being on here with you. I'm definitely wanting to bring you back, and I'm gonna bring you back in a couple of weeks when I have someone special on.
Okay.
And I want you to listen to them, and I want to hear your intake on your input on what they got to say. It's a bunch of silliness.
Okay.
There's a bunch of stuff that's going on in the hip hop world that. I'm going to have somebody on that you're going to be interested in talking
okay.
to.
Okay.
So I'd like to take time now. I appreciate you coming on the show, brother.
Thank you.
I'd like to take time now to thank all the listeners. Thank you guys for continuing to support the show because without your support, I would not be able to continue to do this myself. And I told you, as long as you support me, I'm going to continue to do this. And like I told you, I see you guys in the chat room. I get your emails. And you know what? Tomorrow's show, I'm gonna print a lot of those emails. I'm gonna read some of those emails that I get from you guys, and just to show you that there are a lot of people that support this show, that continue to listen to this show, and I am going to keep going the show. So I tell you, as I tell you every day, that I love you guys with the greatest love that I know, and that's the love of God because He gives it to me each and every day. And I will see you guys on tomorrow's show. Okay. God bless.